I would have given all of that up for a bit of footage like Lee had and a couple of my highlights, but not to be. Speaking after Lee is difficult. I mean, he's obviously had many, many awards in football. This is my only one, and it's a great one, and I'm proud of it, and I thank everyone involved in the selection process for including me in that. So one's good enough for me, and it's terrific. This my involvement in Collingwood, I guess, goes back to as a kid. Started off with a hiccup, actually, because my parents, my father lives here, my mother, they were fortunate to leave war-torn Europe and come to Australia. But unfortunately, they landed in Carlton. So we started off behind the eight ball there. But like most Collingwood members, I was prepared to be unpopular and be an underdog and change the rules in the family. So, you know, I went to Collingwood and Dad left me behind. I had to hitchhike to the games and be part myself. So there you go. And as Ed mentioned, if that wasn't bad enough, I ended up with a father-in-law who was the current president. So two strikes, but I think the third strike will be at their cost, and we'll show them all. As Ed said, as my business was fortunate to grow, I was able to become a bit of a sponsor for the club and got to know Ed and some of the other people involved in the club. And as a result of that, when change was needed, Ed approached me, and I was privileged that he did, and excited by the opportunity, even though it was tough because I just had a baby born and the business was growing. But I leapt at it and said, it's a great new dimension to my life. And Ed knew I loved the club, and he gave me a chance to work alongside with him and some other great board members who have been on the journey with us, Dan Macker right at the beginning, and some great executives on the way through. We, right from the beginning, we knew we had a challenge. As Lee mentioned, the club was in some pretty, to be honest, disastrous shape. We knew we had a challenge. We didn't want to go cap in hand to the AFL. They didn't want to talk to us for the most part, really. They certainly didn't respect Collingwood at that point, and our requests for meetings went on deaf ears quite often. But we were determined to rebuild the club from the bottom up, and even though we had to go through a period of survivorship and some hard challenges, we always aspired for a great vision for the club, and we didn't rest on just surviving. We rest on building the club to, I think, where we're at today and where we're going to be tomorrow. I want to thank Ed again for the opportunity. And I think for all of us involved in Collingwood, I mean, through the ups and downs of this 10-year journey, and there has been ups and downs, and there'll be more ups and downs going forward, but his leadership has been magnetic, his vision is boundless, and his friendship is treasured by myself and Eloise and the family. So with him, the club has achieved so much, and I think, you know, there's just so much to still be done from here. So again, Ed, thanks very much for the opportunity. I want to, like I said before, congratulate Nick and the leadership group. I did a bit of training with Nick and with Tarkin over the last year, and I saw he was relentless. They were both prepared to flog me pretty hard, which I thought was particularly unfair, but they had no respect for any of the board members, but that's okay. I might get my chance now.
He really is almost a Melbourne Jewish accent.
But he's a terrific bloke. He's, as I said, unrelenting in his pursuit for being the best that he can. He works tirelessly on the field, off the field, on the track, in every game. And I think it's no accident that he's got the number 5, Guernsey. And I think he's going to be a fantastic captain for the club. So congratulations to Nick and to Mick and the boys for this year. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an enormous year for us, and I think everyone here should be excited by what's ahead. Lastly, thanks to Eloise and to the kids. Collingwood, like I'm sure everyone here, is a family affair for us. We go to the games together. The kids love it. It's a sort of a bonding for us. And as Ed said, you know, I want to thank Eloise for the time she's let me put into the club. You know, there's a lot of meetings, there's a lot of phone calls. It's all after hours or early mornings or weekends, apart from the game days itself. One of the visions that we had together, as Ed said, was to make Collingwood proud, not only for on the field, but for what it represents off the field in the community. And so we've pushed that whole philanthropy and community involvement, and I think Collingwood is the role model for the AFL, and indeed for a lot of other football codes around the country. So I couldn't have done it without Louise and without her supporting the kids, so I thank her again for that. And thank you everyone, and have a good Christmas. Cheers.